Today I'm talking to Jaap Gruter. We're going to talk about your role in the Rocky Horror Show, and it's currently on its UK and Ireland tour, and you're coming to the New Wimbledon Theatre from the 30th of June to the 5th of July. You have a long list of musical and acting credentials to your repertoire. I could go through them all, but I think it would take me 15 minutes to get through the whole lot. So we'll go straight into the role that you're playing. So you're playing the role of Riff Raff. What attracted you to the role?
Oh my God, what is there not to attract? I still feel like I've got the most fun part to play in the show, and the show is fun in itself, so that says something. It's just so unapologetic. The whole message of the show is so beautiful still, and maybe like especially in this day and age, don't dream it, be it. It's a testament to self, to showing yourself and showing who you really are and not daring to daring to be yourself and not letting anything withhold you. And I think Riff is the most fun because everyone is super sexy, everyone's wearing lingerie. Riff is just strutting around the stage, really. He's just, he's got his own secret agenda, but he's the most ugly and the most, misformed one of them all, which is just so much fun and a joy to perform every night.
So, for people that don't know the Rocky Horror Show, which I'm sure there aren't very many out there, but what does Riff do within the show? What's his character within the show?
So Riff Raff is the servant of Dr. Frankenfurter, and I don't want to spoil, I don't want to give away too much, but he's there in the
No.
household with his sister Magenta, and they both have some kind of, secret agenda that will come clear at the end of the show. But yeah, they are loyal servants to Frankenfurter. They help make his man, like Rocky. They sort of help in the creation of Rocky. And yeah, what happens next, you'll have to come and see for yourself, I guess.
You are following in the footsteps of others, including Richard O'Brien, who wrote the musical and who performed the role himself in the original stage and screen version. And also another one actor, Christian Lavacombe, who's played the role in over 2,600 performances.
Yes.
Lavacombe's interpretation was described as a quote from O'Brien himself as deliciously sleazy. So, without giving too much away, what are you personally going to bring to the role, which in itself is 52 years old?
You know what? It's, gosh, I get nervous now you're saying this. When I knew I got to perform this part, and leading up to rehearsals, I tried to shield myself a little bit from these great, great performances that have already been brought by these amazing performers you just mentioned. Christian has done this for years, and Richard wrote the whole thing. So, they are both absolutely genius, and they left their mark, rightfully so. Christian, for example, rightfully so, left his mark. I felt it was important to, because I already found that so overwhelming. And in order to, do what I do, I needed to create a bit more space, I guess, for myself to not have to worry about those things, because I will never be Richard, I will never be Christian. And that's exactly, hopefully, why they cast me. And so leading up to the show and to the performances, I just sort of did my own thing. I tried not to look at a lot of the material. Of course, I've seen the movie millions of times, but I tried not to rewatch it and just go from the material and create my own riff based on the material. And I feel that sort of went all right. And so I don't really know how to place myself or how to describe my riff as opposed to theirs. I think that's maybe for other people to decide. Yeah, I'm not quite sure, actually.
In some ways, obviously, it's a hard act to follow, but
Yeah.
in other ways, it gives you the expanse and the scope to bring your own personal touch with it. And as your repertoire is huge, we're talking about musical, we're talking about directing, singing, creative writing, poetry. What are your strongest attributes that you're bringing to the role, do you think? Or hopefully, it's a mixture of all of them.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. I mean, I've got a bit of a weird background because I studied musical theatre and classical music. I'm a cellist as well, and I compose music and write new musical material. And I think all of that bundles together in everything I do. When I write new material, I approach it with a performer's perspective, because in the end it will have to be performed by a performer. Same thing here, where you try to, use your knowledge about music, or maybe even classical music, about what's written on the page and what might be in there. What, as a musician, can I get from that? How can I use the music as an actor? How can I use the text musically? So all of these things really tie together, and they're sort of, it's very hard, I feel, to separate them in whatever I do.
Yeah, I mean, modern music today, there's quite a lot of juxtaposition between classical and modern. And you think you'd be able to bring that to the role?
Hopefully. I mean, I'm trying to. The music is great in itself. Do you know what I mean? These songs are iconic for a reason. The Time Warp, Sweet Transvestite, I'm Going Home. It's all these iconic songs that, everyone seems to know them, and we still love those songs. And that's really a testament to the quality that's in them. Like, they're just amazing songs. Richard O'Brien is an absolute genius.
So yeah, so you've been described, actually, I've read one of your reviews. I don't want to give the game away, but it described your movement on the stage as being particularly unusual. Do you want to let me know what that is, or shall we save that for the people that come and see the show?
I'm a hunchbacked butler, and so I tried to find a physical form for that. And especially because, well, there is a development near the end of the show that, in order to make that big, I needed to hunch literally and metaphorically in the other direction for the first part of the show. And so it was just looking at how does this character move across the stage, and how, what's his physical transformation? How does he do things? And yeah, it took a bit of a toll. It still takes a bit of a toll, but it is so much fun to do every night.
And is it a very physical role?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, it's quite physically demanding. But then again, you find your ways, and I love a challenge like that. And it's such a fun character. Like, you can go so many directions with it. That you sort of find a way to make it work, I guess.
Yeah. And are you sort of having to work out to cope with the physicality of the role? And you look pretty fit anyway.
I mean, I'm not a real workout person. I cycle as a proper Dutchie, so I use a lot of leg movements. And in these hilly landscapes that we sometimes are, the cycling can be even a little bit of a workout. But I try to take my rest during the day as well, eat properly, not stay still, but also not try to push my body to the limit during the day. Yeah.
So when you're not on the stage, I'm sure we can see you cycling along the Dutch canals and enjoying the beauty of the cycleways in Holland. In a few words, what would you say to people to encourage them to see the show in what is a beautiful Edwardian theatre on Wimbledon Broadway?
Do you know what I? One word. I'd say it's just a unique experience, Rocky. There is nothing, as a performer or as an audience member, that I've seen like it before. And there's such a power in it, because the audience is involved, right? This is why I'm pointing out. The audience is involved in the show. They do the shout outs, which is a tradition that's formed over the years. And so what happens in the room is that every single person in the room, not just us as a performer, but all the audience member, they are already involved, and we need them to make the show. So it's not just we as performers put up a show and you enjoy it. It's actively, everyone in the room is involved in making the show happen. And that creates a kind of atmosphere that is just thrilling. Like, I've never experienced anything like it before. And like I say, even as an audience member or as a performer, it's such a collectiveness, and it's such a party that it's almost hard to not get infected by it. By the end of the show, everyone is up on their feet doing the Time Warp with us. And that happens every single night. It's just a testament to what the show is and what it does. And in the way that it is, it's such a unique experience that I think it would be a loss to not, experience that for yourself.
I'm sure you're going to have a good turnout because you do realise you're opening the show on the first day of Wimbledon week in Wimbledon, the
Yes.
tennis tournament.
Oh, yes. I
Oh,
know.
yes. And are you a tennis fan yourself? And are you hoping to get to Wimbledon for a few days after you finish at the theatre?
I hope so, but I guess we'll be off to the next city. I hope to get a little bit of it, to get a glimpse of it, because I'm not a really big tennis fan, I would say, but I, you know, everyone knows Wimbledon and everyone knows the tournament. So I'd love to, you know, experience a little bit of that while we're there.
Yeah, come along, see a bit of tennis, the lawn tennis, some strawberries and cream, either outside or inside the main courts.
Yes. Oh,
And
yes.
have a little bit of a break after your 6 or 7 day run.
6 days, Monday till Saturday. We've got double shows on Friday and Saturday, and Monday till Thursday is evening shows. Yeah.
Job, thank you for coming on to Radio Jackie to talk to me. It's been absolutely fantastic. Your enthusiasm is so effective. And I'm sure you'll have a packed house singing all the songs right through the show. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Take care. Have a good afternoon. Bye.
You too.